103.9 Fred FM. This is Your Morning with Richard and Chris. And joining us in the studio is John Valinga, the president of Slava Ultra Premium Vodka, Proud FM's favorite vodka and the only vodka for Pride or the rest of the year. John, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
We are wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in today. You know, you guys have been with us for the past 2 years, this year and last year. And
yeah.
it's so amazing. Like, you know, your vodka is delicious. I had completely gone off vodka from, you know, experiences in college until trying Slava, and I'm right back on the bandwagon. But just this stuff, because this is definitely a top shelf vodka.
Oh yeah, I mean we like to say it's the best made vodka in the world. I mean, I'm obviously biased, but what we do let people do is actually we do a vodka challenge where we pit it up against any vodka.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what do you drink? Oh well, let's put it up against that. And about 8 out of 10 times, people will pick it over their favorite.
Really?
Well, because it doesn't taste like rubbing alcohol.
No, it's spectacular. Yeah, and it's great straight up. And it's also amazing in a mixed drink. So it actually enhances the flavor.
Well, it should be quadruple filtered. I mean, seriously. I'm surprised there's any vodka left in it if you filter it that much.
Well, that's the key thing, is that how we do the filtration, it keeps the flavor intact. So that is one of the reasons why mixed drinks end up tasting better. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you don't just supply fabulous alcohol to events and the world at large, but you also are very supportive of the communities that you do serve. And you have a great event coming up.
Yeah, you know, this year, last year was all fun and games for us. We had these tank tops we were handing out at the tent, and it was like, show us your cocktail.
Yeah.
You know, with emphasis on one syllable, right?
I was looking for one, and I didn't get one.
We'll make you one, don't worry.
I still live the dream.
Well, I'll get you one, but they were hilarious, and
it was
fun.
A lot of people showed me a lot of cocktails through the week anyway, so that was all right.
Yeah, the real ones. But yeah, so this was great. It was all fun and games. We had a great time.
Yeah.
But since then, there's a few things that happened, and it was in 2012. Kyiv Pride. So we're a Canadian company, but we make our vodka in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And the place where we're making our vodka is going through some really tough times right now.
Yeah.
And in particular, it's going, you know, it has been tough times for LGBT people. So we thought, how do we make a difference in the country in which we source our product? Our wonderful product is made by these lovely people, and they're undergoing a lot of duress right now. And it all started with an event after 2012 Pride was canceled. One of the key organizers, Sviatoslav, was attacked and beaten right after that.
I remember reading about that.
It was worldwide. It was all over the news. After that, he met with Elton John. They were up on stage in Kyiv. And, you know, Elton John was saying, this isn't like Ukrainians. And it really wasn't, because, you know, Ukrainians, well, there's homophobia everywhere, but there were never any hate crimes. So they were really shocked at that. They were like, that's just awful. And it inspired us. We thought, you know what, we should bring those people over to see what Pride's like in Toronto. And the original idea was that it would give them hope.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you think about it, you know, they finally managed to have their first Pride parade last year. And Sviatoslav and Elena, the people were bringing over, the ones that organized it. And there were only 50 people. It was just the beginning. But, you know, it was the Canadian embassy was involved in it. So was the Swedish embassy, the German. And it was just a really inspiring thing to see. But I thought, imagine what it must be like for them to walk down Yonge Street with 2 million people cheering them on at the side, and you know, where half of the people are straight and they're going, "Yay, you go!" Mm-hmm. And it's like, and then to tell them this, 25 years ago, it was no different from what you're experiencing.
Exactly.
Now. So like, look at what happened. So don't worry. There's, you know, things will change. There's hope. And that was the original idea, but then all this stuff happened in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I remember. You know, not 25 years ago, but even 20 years ago, people were nervous to walk in the parade in Toronto. Like, they weren't as... And now, I mean, I've got straight friends who are like, can I get on your float? Like, they want to be part of
exactly,
it. It's the biggest party.
I get to walk in it this year with our friend. I mean, it's going to be amazing. And the people that we chose to bring over are really serious activists. Like, actually, one of them is a little bit doubtful of whether or not he can be here right now, because he has to get back to organize Pride this year in Kyiv, which was postponed because of the presidential election.
Right.
But now, so they're doing their second one this year, and he's organizing it. But we will have, for sure, Sviatoslav will be here. What's really at stake for these people, and Elena Semenova, who is also coming, think about, they almost enacted the same kind of laws that they have in Russia. They call them the gay propaganda laws, which essentially criminalizes talking about homosexuality for all intents and purposes. It makes it illegal. It throws you back in the closet and throw away the key.
Hiding behind a veil of saving the children.
Exactly. Total nonsense. It's just an evil set of oppressive laws. And it almost happened in Ukraine, and Olena was one of the people that helped stop it before it was too late.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And now that Ukraine's becoming, you know, more European-focused, the risk of that happening is much lower. But you can see with Putin after Euromaidan, and the other thing that was interesting is Euromaidan was a somewhat of a coming out for the LGBT community in Kyiv, because they were the ones that ran Euromaidan SOS, which did all the logistics for everything necessary in the square. So when Putin tries to tell you these people were all fascists, that's ludicrous. It was everybody from far right to far left and everything in between suddenly united in a common cause, including the LGBT community that ran all the logistics. And actually, one of the folks that we're bringing, Maxim, he's doing this in Donbass. He's part of Euromaidan Donbass, which, to put into perspective, would be kind of like being a black man and walking unarmed into a KKK meeting.
Wow.
It's about that dangerous, because he's just in that. So these are courageous, courageous people. They're going
so
to be, you know,
lucky here. We have no idea.
And
oh,
so
absolutely.
Exciting to share that with them, because especially with the hope of knowing that even 25 years ago when Canada's pride was like that, it took 25 years because no one else in the world had these thoughts. Everyone else was just starting to accept the LGBT community. And now them seeing that they have the support of us and, you know, the United States and Sweden and the UK and Australia, New Zealand, all these other countries around the world supporting them, it gives them the hope that, you know, you could get here in a tenth of the time.
Yeah, actually, it's going to happen way faster.
Yeah.
And everything like that does. I mean, look how quickly things have changed even in the last 3 to 5 years. And it's that's our hope, that that's going to happen. And we want to, A, give them hope, B, bring attention to the fact that what's happening there right now is a human rights issue for all Ukrainians. But in particular, there's this risk that goes along with LGBT people. Because after Putin annexed Crimea, and I'm not, this is hard to believe, within 3 weeks of essentially stealing that property from Ukraine, the gay propaganda laws were enacted there. Sevastopol Pride was canceled. It was get back in the closet, throw away the key. So you can see what's at stake for southern and eastern Ukraine.
Yeah.
If he tries to take those over too, the same thing will happen. So these people will lose their rights. So that's what's at stake. We want to make sure people know that. And also, this is a great opportunity for these people to make worldwide connections, because it's World Pride this year. They are at the Human Rights Conference. We're sponsoring them to be there. And in fact, Elena is going to be one of the panelists speaking.
Oh, wonderful.
At the Human Rights Conference. So they're going to make connections all over the world.
Because it is World Pride. We should include the world. And I think it's so great to have people here that aren't able to express themselves freely in their own country.
Yes, yeah.
It's a whole point.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. I mean, it's all about self-expression. And, you know, what I believe, too, is that pride is so essential to changing things.
Yeah,
because it is people coming out. It is people finding out that your best friend or your brother or somebody is gay. That's what changes everybody's minds. So pride is such an essential component in overcoming homophobia, and it is going to be in Ukraine as well, now that they're going to be celebrating their second one.
Wow.
And it's just going to get better from here.
And people actually have an opportunity to meet with the people you're bringing over from the Ukraine, ambassadors, and that's going to be next week, right?
Yes, we're going to get back in the studio again next week, and we're going to bring them with us, so you'll have a chance to meet them too and interview them.
Wonderful.
And three of the four speak English quite well, so
Ukraine sucks.
Svetislav doesn't speak English that well, but the other three will speak for. We're really looking forward to meeting these people. I mean, they're just amazing. Mm-hmm. They're extraordinary, courageous, brave, intelligent people, and it's just going to be such a privilege to have them here in Toronto for World Pride. And I really, really genuinely hope that when they go back, they will be energized. They will be filled with hope, with love, and all of the things that they're going to feel when they're here, and a whole bunch of connections all over the world that they can draw on and talk to in the times when they're down or when they need support or help.
Well, and with all things that you support, you have everything listed on your website, which is excellent, by the way.
Thank you.
Slavovodka.com. Everything's listed there, including you have all of the gay in histories that you support on Proud of Them. If you want to get a nutshell of all the history of gayety in Canada, it's right there on your website.
Right. If you go to Slavovodka.com, and then right when the homepage comes up, you can click on, there's it says, talk about World Pride.
World Pride,
it brings up our World Pride page, and every single one of the This Gay in Histories that we sponsored is there.
Yep,
everything
all there.
From the Brunswick 4 to Kyle Ray's story, and we actually even requested, and they made for us, on May 25th, a one-year anniversary of Kyiv Pride.
Oh, great.
Piece. So it wasn't, it's mostly local, but there's the one standout, and that's because we asked for it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being so supportive of Proud FM and the community at large. I mean,
well, and really remembering what Pride is all about better than a lot of members of the LGBT community do. You know, it's about this. It's about inspiring the world, showing the world where they can be, and reflecting on how far we've come, and also fun. And you cover all aspects of that. So, John, thank you so much for coming in today. Again, it's Slava Ultra Premium Vodka. It will be all over Pride, and we'll have the details on how you can meet these fantastic ambassadors next week when they have them in studio.
Super. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks so much for coming in.